Leviticus chapter 27. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When a man shall make a singular vow, and persons for Yahweh by your estimations, and your estimation shall be of the male from 20 years old even to 60 years old, even your estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary. And if it is a female, then your estimation shall be 30 shekels. And if it is from 5 years old even to 20 years old, then your estimation shall be of the male 20 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. And if it is from a month old even to 5 years old, then your estimation shall be of the male 5 shekels of silver, and for the female your estimation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if it is from 60 years old and above, if it is a male, then your estimation shall be 15 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. But if he is poorer than your estimation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall value him according to his ability that vowed shall the priest value him. And if it is a beast, whereof men bring an offering to Yahweh, all that any man gives of such to Yahweh shall be holy. He shall not alter it, nor change it, a good for a bad, or a bad for a good. And if he shall at all change beast for beast, then it and the exchange of it shall be holy. And if it is any unclean beast, of which they do not offer a sacrifice to Yahweh, and he shall present the beast before the priest, and the priest shall value it, to see whether it be good or bad, as you value it, who are the priest, so shall it be. But if he will at all redeem it, then he shall add a fifth part of it to your estimation. And when a man shall sanctify his house to be holy to Yahweh, then the priest shall estimate it, whether it be good or bad. As the priest shall estimate it, so shall it stand. And if he that sanctifies it will redeem his house, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of your estimation to it, and it shall be his. And if a man shall sanctify to Yahweh some part of a field of his possession, then your estimation shall be according to the seed of it. An homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he sanctify his field from the year of Jubilee, according to your estimation, it shall stand. But if he sanctify his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon to him the money according to the years that remain, even to the year of the Jubilee, and it shall be abated from your estimation. And if he that sanctifies the field will in any way redeem it, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of your estimation to it, and it shall be assured to him. And if he will not redeem the field, or if he sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed any more. But the field, when it goes out in the Jubilee, shall be holy to Yahweh, as a field devoted. The possession of it shall be the priest's. And if a man sanctify to Yahweh a field which he has bought, which is not of the fields of his possession, then the priest shall reckon to him the worth of your estimation, even to the year of the Jubilee, and he shall give your estimation in that day as a holy thing to Yahweh. In the year of the Jubilee, the field shall return to him of whom it was bought, even to him to whom the possession of the land did belong. And all your estimations shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary. 20 gerahs shall be the shekel. Only the firstling of the feasts, which should be Yahweh's firstling, no man shall sanctify it. Whether it is an ox or sheep, it is Yahweh's. And if it is of an unclean beast, then he shall redeem it according to your estimation, and shall add a fifth part of it to it. Or if it is not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to your estimation. Notwithstanding, no devoted thing that a man shall devote to Yahweh of all that he has, of man and beast, and of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy to Yahweh. None devoted, which shall be devoted of men, shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. And all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, of the fruit of the tree, is Yahweh's. It is holy to Yahweh. And if a man will at all redeem any of his tithe, he shall add to it the fifth part of it. And concerning the tithe of the herd, or the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy to Yahweh. He shall not search to see whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change of it shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which Yahweh commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai. End of chapter.